We are learning Masechtas Shuas, Daf Chesam Abeis, and we are starting 14 lines from the bottom of Chesam Aleph. The first word on the line is Kreb Shimon. The end of that line, Omar Mar. So the next line starts with the word Mar. Omar Mar. We learned in the long Brisa. So the Brisa started off saying, how do we know it's talking about the Tumas of Mikdash VeKadosha? Maybe it's talking about Tumas of Vedizara, Gilo Rayas, and Shvichas Dam. So he said, no, it says Mitumois, it's something unique, which is referring to the Tumah of Mikdash VeKadosha. Then the Brisa says that Rav Shimon has a different shot. Rav Shimon says that how do you know we're talking about Mikdash VeKadosha? Not because it's Mitumois. Rav Shimon says in the Pasuk itself you see it. The Pasuk says, V'chibar ala kodesh v'tumas b'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk says clearly, V'chibar ala kodesh v'tumas b'nei Yisrael. You mechaper on the kodesh from the Tumah, Tumas of a kodesh. Omar Mar, Rav Shimon, V'chibar ala kodesh v'tumas b'nei kodesh. Zokti Mar Shapi come Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's tiny good. Why is Rav Yehuda have a different drasha from Tumois? Rav Shimon's drasha sounds meforish. Rav Yehuda Amalach, Nahume Bayule, Kehechi the Ovid Lefnai Velefnim, Hochi Novid Behechel. Which means the Pasuk says that you spritch the dam of the par and the dam of the Sawyer, Lefnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then the pasuk says, "V'chipa al kodesh tumas bnei Yisrael m'pishviyam chol chatoi." So I'm chayy yasel oyamoyer shechni tumas shech tumasam. So it a real tight. V'chipa al kodesh means in the heichel. V'chipa al kodesh tumas bnei Yisrael that you do also a zrika in the heichel. Rabbi Huda Amalach umu boy like heichel davol fnei lefnim halchi davol beheichel. Rabbi Shimon says that's bahuva v'chayy yasel nafke. It says klar v'chayy yasel oyamoyer. So what's the shaila? We know it means oil mitzvahs first. In the end of that pasuk, why do you need v'chipar al kodesh tumas bnei Yisrael? So it must be extra to teach us that the kapara is for mikdash v'kadasha. So Gemara says no. Rehuda says the imahi from the pasuk v'chein yasal oil ma'id. I would think maybe I bring another par and tzar, a different one, and I do it in the oil ma'id. Rabbi Huda imahi avimina nesi par v'tzar achrin even evad kamash v'lon v'chipar al kodesh that you use from the same. The same carbon that was spritzed on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which means the par and the sar, would do the same thing from the same carbon on the Heichel, and explains, V'chein Yas is a pirish to V'chipar al HaKadosh. V'chipar al HaKadosh going back on the last pasuk, that's the same thing, the same this, on the same carbon as V'chipar al HaKadosh, and you do the same thing, V'chein Yas al HaMoed, it's like a pirish. Rabbi Shimon, V'chein Yas al HaMoed, V'nei Mashma, you don't need the V'chipar al HaKadosh, V'chein Yas al HaMoed, it's Mashma from that carbon alone. You spritz in the oil ma'id, and therefore the first line is extra. The first pasuk, first part of the pasuk is extra, and the chippah like kodesh tumas bnei Yisrael teaches us according to Rabbi Shimon that it's talking about mikdash v'kadasha. So now that the brisa, we're going to go back to explain the brisa. So the brisa after the brisa established clearly that when it says on Yom Kippur that the sa'ir is the chippah like kodesh tumas bnei Yisrael, so we went to sa'ir. So the sa'ir nasa b'fenim. It's on the Kodesh Kedoshim. There's a par also, the par is for the Kahanim. Once established clearly that we're talking about Mikdash v'Kedoshim, the Sar, now we want to know which type of Avera of Mikdash v'Kedoshim are we referring to. Omar Mar, it says in the Brisa, Yochel, you would think, I'll call Tumash v'Kodesh, Yehi Sar Zem Mechaper, you would think that it's going on all type of Mikdash v'Kedoshim of the Sar v'Mechaper. So the Tam Aleim, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, the Brisa says, Tam Aleim, Ma'u Pesheim, L'chol Chatoisam, and the Brisa Darshan is Chatoim Dumi De Peshom. Ma Peshom Shem Dei Karbon, Af Chatoim Shem Dei Karbon. So it means that we have, you know, we talk about even something that's Chayav a Karbon. For example, a Tumah that's Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchila and Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Soif, which is Chayav a Karbon, we would think that the Sar is B'chaper. Tam Aleim, no, that's not Chayav a Karbon. Omar, Yochel, I'll call Tumash because she is sorry, Zem Chaper, Tamalim, Pashem, Chokas, that's the Brisa. So, Gemara wants to know, mind you, what was the Havnu here? Yeshba Yadir Betchilav, Yeshba Yadir Besoif, that the Sa'ir on Yom Kippur, Mechaper for that? High bar carbonu. It's something that's high of a carbon. So, what do you have a carbon. There's a Chiv carbon all the Yared. What do you mean? Well, what does it mean that the Yom Kippur, Mechaper for that? Well, like Tricha, this Yadle, Somach, Shkir, Chama. It would have been a Geya. If you found out right before Shkia on Erev Yom Kippur, you didn't have a chance to bring a carbon. You would think, Adam, I see, until you bring it now, you have to wait till after Yom Kippur. Now I'll bring a carbon on Yom Kippur, a carbon that's not a carbon seber. So now I'll bring Yom Kippur, so you would think, on top of my base, Adamaisi Nitalei, it should be Toilo the Yisurim Kemashva on the Pasik. We're not referring to the Yeshba V'Yeshba, like Tosfos calls these things. Yeshba V'Yeshba means Yeshba Yediyah B'Tchilah V'Yeshba V'Yisayif. We're not talking about that type of Tumah, because that type of Aveira is Chayav Karmel Aviyarid. And it says, L'Pishayem L'Chol Chayat Aysam, Dumi the Pesheim, just like a Pesheim, which is amazing, there's no carbon. This is also with no carbon, and that's what we know is talking about a case where right now, at the present time, there is no carbon. So the Brisa goes further. Omamar, Menayim Shiesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchila, Ve'ein Ba Yediyah B'Soif, Shesoir Zeh Toila. So that's the Brisa says. Menayim, that it's a case, this case, where it's that yes, but you did with so if the shars are toila, Tam alayim, the bride says, Chol chai toisam, chai v'chad is mashma. So Gemara wants to know, like, what's the have mean? What else would it be going on? Amma, mar, menayin, she yes, but you did with chil, vein, but you did with so if the shars are toila. So what comes out? That we're saying it's not the one case of yes, but you did with chil, yes, but you did with so if, because that's chai v'carbon, and we have a drosh on that. So what are we talking about? It says, how do we know we're talking about a case where yes, but you did betchila, but you still didn't find out that you were tameh, and the sa'ir then will be toiler the yisurim. How do you know? Because it says lechol chay toisam, something is going to be chayav chadas eventually. So what else would have been? What else would have been? Hashad the amris chatom dumi tavsham. Now the yedarshin that we're referring to chatoim, that this pasuk is referring to avera that was dumi tavsham, which is not chayav carbon. Chatom dumi tavsham, apsham lavne carbon, af chatom nav lavne carbon. Ema, maybe you'll say mapeshom the lavne carbon loyelom, just like a maize that is never chayav carbon. So maybe the chait that we're talking about in this pasuk that the sa'ir is mechaper for is chatom lavne carbon loyelom. Maybe something that never has a carbon. Umayni, what would that be? Ein bayadiyah b'tchilah v'yashu bayadiyah b'soif. According to our mishnah, we hold that Tana holds that ein bayadiyah b'tchilah and yashu bayadiyah b'soif is not bringing a carbon. So maybe it's the sar is for that. The sar nasa b'fnim is for that. Ava yesh b'yediyah b'tchila v'ayim b'yediyah b'soif kivin d'chim isyad le'bar carbonu, since the case of yediyah b'tchila and you don't know yet b'yediyah b'soif, since it's a bar carbon eventually, ein meloy litli, maybe there's not title for that. V'chi teima, are you going to tell me that v'ayim b'yediyah b'tchila v'yesh b'yediyah b'soif, we have a different kapara for that. That's the sar ha'nasa b'chutz. Like, remember we learned in the Mishnah, and tomorrow we'll talk about this eventually, Vaita, that there are three Seirim on Yom Kippur. The Sara Nasa Bifnim, the Sara Azazel, and the Sara Musaf. And the Mishnah says the Sara that's a Musaf, which is called Sara Nasa Bechutz, is Mechaper for Ein Bayidir Betchil Yesh Bayidir Besayf. So the Gemara is saying, what's the Havamina that the Sara Nasa Bifnim is for that? We know Sara Nasa Bechutz is for that. The Chitema Ein Bayidir Betchilo. So what's the havamina that this is that sar nasa b'fnim is for that? Maybe you think that really like this sar nasa b'fnim is for ein b'yediyah b'tchila yesh b'yediyah b'soif, which is not a bar carbon, and sar nasa b'chutz is to be toila the one who's yesh b'yediyah b'tchila ve'ein b'yediyah b'soif. Maybe it's the opposite. Or makro. What's the nafkamino? Nafkamino
is in the chapi, but why
doesn't my cure
which? Why
doesn't my
have to figure out which one is which?
What's the difference? Because if it dies in between, then he didn't get a kapara for that. That would be nafkamino. If he died in between, he won't have a kapara.
And he can't do it either.
Or if he didn't have a second carbon, what?
The carbon C, but couldn't do
about it anyway. Couldn't do anything, yeah. Which one's mechapi? Or makro, lechol chat hoiso mechlal, the b'nei chatas denu. Omar Kral, you can ask the same question. What's it to get any of these kaparas? The answer is partial. That has to do with the Yisurim. If you don't have something protecting the Yisurim, you better be doing a lot of mitzvahs then. Doing a lot of Torah, a lot of mitzvahs, extra mitzvahs, extra Torah. That's what they do. Like, you know, there's a Mishnah Berurah somewhere that says, you know, we know today not to make a tainus. So Mishnah Berurah says, should make a tainus deeper then. If people forgot about this thing called, you know, kapara, you have to do something. You gotta do something. So you have to make a tainus deeper, this fellow. If he didn't, told us on Asbachitz, and he's in very big danger. So Levi said, it's a big nafkamina. Which one's mechaper? On Makra, that's the Gemara says. The nafkamina is to be toila in between. So there is a nafkamina in toila. What is a nafkamina? Lebay Rachman. So Nepech Mepech. Maybe, so Gemara's question is, we mill the cheshman here, Nepech Mepech. Maybe the Sar Nasa Befnim is for Ein Bayidiyah Betchilo. And the Sar Nasa Bechutz is a Yash Bayidiyah Betchilo. And that's what Mara means. That's what Bryce means to ask. Menayin. What do you mean menayin? We have nothing else to put it on. Mara's kasha is, may split it. May switch it. Right now it's not a chatas because dumi the b'sham, but it's going to be chayv chatas. That's going to get to a point of chatas. Now that we're saying shar nasi b'fnim takes care of being toiler the yeshurim or ein b'yidia b'tchila b'soif v'yesh b'yidia b'tchila v'ein b'yidia b'soif yesh ba v'ein ba. Now that we are establishing that l'chol chatos means going to come to the chatos, so we're talking about yesh ba yidia v'ein ba b'soif v'neschape kapara gemura. Maybe it should take care of the whole kapara. You won't have to bring a carbon at all, even when you find out. Maybe it should be chape kapara gemura. Now Tosis points out that even though we said a few times already that when it's a real carbon, you can't use this for kapara gemura. You can't use a carbon tzibur for something that you have a chiyuv of carbon. So Tosfos the Masechta v'nechaper says in Yesh Loimar, "Da'achum mashmoyis to krok kaparach." The v'chaper l'chocha toisa mashmash v'chaper legamri kolachet. Here the Gemara's kasha is more than just alumdis. It says v'chiper. It says it works. So when it's chaper kapara gemura, so our iksiv mechatosam. If it would say that. V'chiper mechatosam ki kuda amris, then you'd be right. Hashuk siv l'chol chatosam lahanuch to osul chatos. It's beferish saying it's coming for a kapara for those that go and come to chatos. It must be for something else. I'm going to ask your question. Well, what do you need it for? Like, what's an ageya? It's not mechaper. So what's an ageya? Om Rav Zera loymar she'im meis meis b'lo yavon. It'll be an ageya like this. If the guy dies before he brings the carbon. So the case of yesh b'yidia, he never got to the matzah where he could bring the carbon. He didn't have the idea, and he died before that. So this sayer nasa flim will be a kapara for that. Shemais meis leyavon, omle rava emes misa merakas. The misa itself takes care of that. We know that if someone does tshuva, and then he gets misa for almost all the averus besides v'chil Hashem, misa takes care of it. The pain of misa takes care with tshuva it takes care of it. So he says you don't need the carbon for that. Because Mara's kasha was, if you bring a carbon anyway, was it a geya? Gemara says, lahogin alav mina yesurim. Zok the Gemara vayter. Now, I want to go back to our Mishnah. Now, Mishnah, it says, ein bo yediya betchila, v'yesh bo yediya besoif, sar nasa v'chutz v'kum rechaper. So now I want to go to the next step, the Sar Nas B'chutz. We finished explaining Sar Nas B'fnim. It was a long explanation, but the bottom line is, we know that Sar Nas B'fnim covers Yesh Bo Yediya B'tchila, V'Eim Yediya B'soif, basically from the pasuk of from that says by Sar Nas B'fnim, V'Chipar Alak Kodesh V'Tumas B'nei Yisrael, and we had to work very hard to figure out exactly how it's talking about that. We narrowed it down, we got it. So it's the first pasuk in Parashat Achrei Mois, V'Chipar Alak Kodesh, that the Sar Nas B'fnim takes care of the yesh b'yidia b'tchila v'yidia b'soif. Now the Mishnah says further that ain b'yidia b'tchila yesh b'yidia b'soif. What is mechaper for that? Sar nasa b'chutz v'yemakur mechaper. So it's like the Gemara like this. Mechti iskushay iskush lahadadi. The Mishnah itself teaches us how we know that sar nasa b'chutz is mechaper because it says like this. The Mishnah says ain b'yidia b'tchila av yesh b'yidia b'soif sar nasa b'chutz. How do we know? The Mishnah now, that base. It says in the Pasuk in Parashas Pinchas that you bring a Musaf, Melvad Chatas Akapurim, besides for the Sar Nasa Bifnim. So we darshan, is called Hekesh. Amash Zem Mechaper, Zem Mechaper. Ma Pnimi Ein Mechaper El Adovish Yesh Bayidia. Av Chitzon Ein Mechaper El Adovish Yesh Bayidia. And so it comes out, we know it has to do Idia, and therefore we say, okay, it's talking about Ein Bayidia with Chilvish Bayidia Saif. The Sar Nasa V'chutz Mechaper. How do we know it has to do with the Diyah Mikus Kedoshah? Because a Hekesh to Sar Hanasa B'fnim. So Freit Dimar Mechti Hiskesh Yashka if it's a Hekesh to each other V'nechaper Pnimi Adidei V'adachitzoy. Now if it's a Hekesh that goes all the way also. Let the first carbon Sar Nasa B'fnim cover both type of things. The Yesh B'yidiyah B'tchila and Ein B'yidiyah B'tchila. V'nechaper Pnimi Adidei V'adachitzoy. And what's the Nafkamino? V'nafkamino L'heichid Lo Oad Chitzoy if you didn't do the Chitzoy. So maybe it's work like that. On Makra, the pasuk says about spritzing the dam and the hechel on the mizbeach apnimi. The pasuk parashas Tetzave says v'chipa aron al karnoisov achas b'shono midam chatas akapurim. Then it says achas b'shono again. Nichaper lo v'yosechem kodesh mu Hashem. So we darshin achas that the lashon of v'chiper aron karnasav achas, that only does one kapara. Kapara achas v'chaper, you don't have to stay kaparas. Only does one thing, the primi. It only does one thing. And which one it does? We put it to the first one, which is yesh b'idiyah v'tchil of every day. Only does one thing.
Why would you need it in the second one?
What?
Why would you need the chit if you have the prim with taking care of it?
For baini baini. It would be for baini baini. Anything happens in between. Any tumah happens in between. Anyone does a very in between. That's what we get it for. So Mar says, Achaz teaches us that the prim does only one thing. Kapor achaz chav, and achaz te kaboros. For the chav, a chit in adi day, va amai dov a primi. Why? Now, okay, you're right. The chit, the primi only does yes with your tchila. But let the chitzen do both. We're making a hekesh. Let the chitzen do both. The chitzen do both. Yes, by idea. Vein by idea. Right? The Gemara that when the chaper chitzen had the day, we might have a pnimi. And what's the nafkamina? The tuma the iria ben zelazah. Tuma that happened in between the two. On makra, the pasuk says achas b'shono, and this achas is the second achas b'shono. So kapara zulay tei ella achas b'shono. More on top of tesam aleph. Kapara zulay tei ella achas b'shono. Explains Rashi. If you look at the pasuk, the first part of the pasuk is the chipa aron al karnosav achas b'shana, which means that the kapara will be one. Chipa aron, they call the word kapara. The chipa aron al karnosav achas b'shana. So the word achas is close to the word v'chiper. So there, it's going on that it's only kapara achas. The second, the sefer of the pasuk, it says yichaper. It says zechaper after achas. Achas closer to shana. It says medam chazak purim achas b'shana yechaper lov. So achas go on the word b'shana. That means there's only one kapara a year for yesh b'yidia b'tchila, and that is one by primi. If the chitzan would be also a kapara, it would be twice a year. It's only once a year. So the second achas go on the word on shana. Teaches us kaparas u'leitela achas b'shana, one time in the year. So the bottom line is like this: we know that the primi only has one kapara. Why? From achas. And we know that the kapara of yesh b'yidia is only one time a year, from the word achas b'shana. And that's how we know that the chitzan has its own path, and the primi has its own path. Primi is for yesh b'yidia t'chila v'yidia b'saif, and the chitzan is for ein b'yidia b'tchila v'yesh b'yidia b'saif, and that's how we know that they're both separate, they're not combined, they're both not mechapa on each other.